Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? Are you
out of your mind?
We're all psychos.
Fucking crazy, man. You realize that?
With Dylan Paladino.
Yes, man. Happy Sunday, dude. What's up? We're doing this, man, and I am feeling good, dude. And I hope you're feeling good, dude. And we're starting this out. We're starting this out hot, man. Yes! Yes! Again! Woo! That's right. One more time. Yes, man. I'm fucking, yes, oh, yes, dude, feeling good, okay, Sunday, slept a lot today, probably why I'm so hype, also, drinking a lot of coffee, obviously, feeling good, dude, a lot of thoughts going through my head, man, and they're all good, and they're all gonna come up on this show, and I'm happy to be talking to you guys. I'm happy to be looking into your eyes right now. If you're listening, that's cool too. But if you're watching, I'm looking at you, dude. And I'm saying, what's up? How's your Sunday? I like that shirt. Yeah. You look confident. You're a queen. Or a king. You're whatever, dude. You're a duke. But you're good, okay? And you're gonna have a good fucking day, and you're gonna have a good fucking week, okay? And you know what? Sometimes your boy has to be just fucking straight up motivational, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm a motivational speaker. What is his name? Tom Robbins? Tom Kennedy? What's the tall guy's name? Motivational guy? Motivational Tom? Not Tomato. What is his name, dude? Yo, all right, this is motivational speaker. What's his name, dude? It's Tony Robbins. Yep, had to look it up. I'm a little upset about that. I should have known on my own. Who are all these other guys? Les Brown, Nick Vujicic, Eric Thomas, Brian Tracy, Chris Gardner, Robert Kiyosaki. I think that's the guy that it's called like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I just saw it on my friend's nightstand and I was like, oh, it looks like a good book. Damon John, he's the one that made FUBU for us by us. Simon Sinek. Dude, I don't know any of these guys. Magic Johnson? Maybe. Dave Ramsey, Sean Anker. Jim Rohn, he's dead, RIP. He died 10 years ago. Wow. Imagine if you could, I mean, he's born in 1930. So he was 79. That's a good age. That's a good time to die. I think anywhere over 85, it's kind of like, let's wrap this up, dude. Anytime over 85, you feel like that person that like went into a restaurant and they're there 10 minutes before it closes and you know you're overstaying your welcome, you feel it, but like also you want to finish your yuca fries and black bean burger, you know, you want to finish that because today for whatever reason you felt like being vegan and you know you're overstaying your welcome. That's what it is to be over 85, and you know that and you feel that, and I think that's why a lot of people over 85 are literally like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, and even if they don't say that, you can feel that energy from them. They're just like, I should be dead. So they're really just pushing the limit on anything that they can. And I respect them for that. And I'm going to be like, I'm already like that now, but I'm going to be really like that. I mean, when I'm 85, dude, pulled over by the cops anytime. Hey, sir, why are you? I should be dead. Kill me, please. Use the gun. I'm just all the time. just meet a supermarket. Just like, hold on, I'm gonna get the supermarket. I wanna get that noise. Wow, they have 16 minutes of this? Jesus. Oh, and an ad, and I'm pissed. Oh no, it's not the ad. That's just the beginning of the. Come on. And that's me. And they just ring up one thing and it's just a giant butcher knife. And I'm like, they're like, do you want a bag? I'm like, no, but please use it to cut my jugular. I'm 87 years old. I should be dead. Just every time. Just duct tape. Oh, sir, is that all you're going to use? Yes, please use it to cover my mouth and drop me in a lake anywhere near here. I'm 89 and a half years old. I should be dead. Just Clorox? Oh, it's... Pour it down my mouth, please, right now. I don't want to live anymore. Just so, like, kill me! Just so... That's so badass, dude. Just to want to die so bad that you're, like, asking the mailman, just waiting for the... Oh, no. Yeah, here's the mail. Oh, listen. Come, what's your name? Oh, Anthony? Do you have any kids, Anthony? Oh, that's nice. I had some kids of my own. And then they died because I'm too old. I shouldn't have lived past their deaths, but I did. And I'm asking you, do you want to do something for a nice old man? No, no, no. Don't go back to your truck. Come back. Come back. Come on. Come back here. Come on. Come on. Be a good boy. Come on. There you go. Okay. Listen. Do you want to help an old man? Yeah? All right. Take this syringe and stab it right in my ear. Yes. No. Don't freak out. I want this to happen. I've been trying to die for the past 5 years. I walk right into the middle of the street whenever there's a green light. But everyone stops because I'm a sweet old man. I can't help how I look, but I want to die. I'm too old. I'm living out a debt of life that I won't be able to pay back. I've seen 6 generations of dogs die. Do you know what that's like? And I don't know what my voice really is like as an old man, but I'm feeling this voice no matter what. Please, just... Your keys, they're sharp enough. Just right here, please. I don't want to live, but depressing, but also real. Or you do a bunch of badass stuff. You jump out of, I'm gonna say trains. You can jump out of trains. You'll probably die from that almost immediately if you jump out of a train. Jump out of planes. Do all that badass stuff. I don't know. But when you're past 85, you should actively be trying to die, I think. You know? And people are like, "85 is so like it's not even that old." I think it's old. You know, I'm going to ask my grandpa. Let me call my grandpa. Let me see what he thinks. He's 87 years old. Let's see if he answers. Call my grandpa real quick. Might not answer. He's not gonna answer. It's 1:10 though. He should answer. He's gonna call back, like, and we're gonna be so far past this, but he had to try, dude. I had to try. Why not? Grandpa, you really... Wow, so 5 seconds before he starts saying that in his message. His voicemail message. This is Frank. I'm 87, and honestly, I don't even really want to be doing this, but I am. So, I mean, leave a message if you want. I mean, I'll get back to you. I have nothing else that I'm doing. Anyway, bye. I hope forever. Not him, though. My grandpa's killing it, though. He's got family. He's got a bunch of family. He's loving it. It's great. But I bet you he'd be like, 85 was good enough, you know? I love all of you guys, and I want to see you guys do great, but 85 was good. He's got surgery on his eye for glaucoma. You just get surgeries, and, like, shit just, like, stops working. It's happening now. Imagine when you're 85. Oh, please. Oh, here. Please, take this belt off of my jeans and strangle me with it. Please. Oh, no. No, I don't want it. I know you're just a toll person and I'm going through an easy pass, but please, just... I don't want to be here. I hate living. And I wouldn't even be serious. Honestly, it's more fun to do that to just fuck with people when you're old because you're allowed to do that. They can't say they can't say anything. Get away from me, old man. Ah, fuck off. Yes, one watermelon. Please bash that over my skull. Anyway, have a good day. Yeah, so what's up? How you guys doing? You good? That was out of nowhere. Didn't know I was going to talk about that. But, and this thing is making so much noise. Come on, fucking. Oh, okay. Who is this motivational speaker? What was his name? Not Chris Gardner. Nick Vujicic. Nick Vujicic. He's an evangelist? Oh, dude, that's not a good sign. The most inspirational video you will ever see. I kind of think that's not going to be true. Let's find out. The most inspirational video you will ever see. Oh, it only has 705,000 views? I don't think so. Time to see. Let's see it so you guys can see this too. And I'm screaming, man. That's good, dude. You guys, fuck yes. Screaming on my podcast, because it's mine.
At age 8, I thought that I should commit suicide.
Oh, what? Wow, what a fuck. Okay, for guys that's listening, this guy has no arms or legs. Holy shit.
Why? Because he didn't have hope.
Oh, this dude straight up has... Oh, fuck. Relentlessly bullied. Yeah, I mean, that shit. Oh, God, he tried to commit suicide?
So I tried to give up.
This is fucked.
10, tried to drown myself in 6 inches or 15 centimeters of water.
That's not
in my home. I told my dad I just wanted to relax. But really, I wanted to end my life. I had enough.
That's crazy. Also, how did you know that? How do you remember that at 10 years old? Watch, I'm going to have this guy on the podcast in like 2 months and be like, dude, you're the fucking sickest person ever. I love you. It's the story of my life. Oh, but the music, you know what? That's the thing about this video is just stop being insecure with your videos and putting a backtrack to it to make it evoke emotion more and make the video seem good. Either you believe what you're saying and you just say it out there, or you know it's bullshit, so you're putting some kind of reality TV bullshit backtrack music to it because you don't believe in it that much. Just put it on there, okay? The biggest speeches in the world didn't have a soundtrack behind them. It would make them feel weird. How weird would it be if during like the I Have a Dream speech, someone just was just playing piano and stuff? I mean, actually, it probably would have been super beautiful, but it also would have been like, some people would have been like, well, this is a little forced. You know what I mean? Like, it just, don't. I want to listen to what you're saying. I don't need the backtracking music. I mean, I know it's a video, but still, come on. So what happened? They put all the subtitles, it's just like the same.
Believing that I was a failure, that I'd never ever be somebody who people would like or people would accept.
And he thought he'd never find a wife or a job. This video sucks, dude. I'm sorry, all right? This guy doesn't suck. I'm sure his TED Talk is great, but this video sucks. It just has this bad, corny piano behind it. Here's the best inspirational video you'll ever see. Tell me it's the same one. His wife's pretty. Love Without Limits. All right, this one has 1.1 million views, and this other one has 1.5. Let's go with the 1.5. But it's like, dude, just have him talking. I don't need the... This is the same video, dude. I hate these videos with the guy looking down. Is he taking a knee? I hate it when they show these dudes like, are you at your worst period ever? And it's just the guy like, but you don't even see his face. He's just looking down. He could be trying to find a quarter that he just dropped. He's like, oh, where's my quarter? Oh, Oh, shit, here it is. Oh, and he's like, oh, this feels nice. Because he's taking a knee, and sometimes it feels nice to put the pressure off your back. He's like, oh, this feels nice, okay. And then someone snaps a picture of him with a sunset behind him, and it's just all dark, and it seems like he's the worst part in his life, but he probably isn't, okay? He could have just won $1 billion. What if he just won $1 billion? I mean, I don't know how, but what if he just, what if Jeff Bezos just texted him and was like, hey, dude, I'm going to give you $1 billion. And then he just took a knee because he was like, holy shit, my life just changed forever. Sometimes I've taken a knee because I was just happy. It's not always like, he's just praying, dude. Maybe he's praying to get some pussy that night. Do you feel you have incapabilities? Oh, another person, I, dude, worthless, despicable. This is not how people experience anxiety, depression, stress. It's not, it's almost never you like sitting there like, what am I gonna, I mean, sometimes it happens. If something's so bad that you're just like, what am I gonna do, blah, blah. Oh, but you're not hearing that voice like, I'm worthless, I suck. You're hearing that voice when you're like at the grocery store or just on the train. And you're like, I kind of suck, dude. Because you see someone else walk in that reminds you about all your insecurities and you're like, dude, what am I doing with my life? Or your friend gets some kind of promotion or does something good and then you want to be happy for them, but you're also like, yeah, well, that's great, but, you know, also fucking wish it was me. That's so good. That's good for you. Oh, my God, I'm so happy for you. But I would do anything for it to be me instead of you, though. But, hey, let's celebrate, dude. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to buy you rounds to try and mask the fact that I wish it was me and not you. And everything in my being feels that, and I'm going to fake it because I'm scared of those feelings, okay? I'm jealous of you. I have envy, okay? You know how in the Bible they're like, don't envy your neighbor? Dude, I'm envying them. I'm coveting everything you got, dude. But hey, let me buy you an $8 beer because I'm proud of you in that promotion. And I definitely haven't talked shit about you behind your back to other friends about how he's great, but, you know, I really think insert insecurity about how I think I should be getting it instead of them, but trying to make it seem like they don't deserve it. I mean, I don't know. You know, that's the thing where you're like, I mean, they're great, but the thing where you like your head goes back and forth. You're like, I mean, they're cool, but, you know, kind of should have been someone else. Oh shit. Oh, they got it. That kind of thing. And this is 100% something that I've done and do. And I hate myself when I do it, but woo, I have faults and I know about them and it's all good, dude. What are you gonna do? Embrace the faults, push past them, get better until you're 85. And then, you know, let me text my grandpa, call me. Maybe I'll ask my dad. Yeah, let me call my dad. I know he'll answer.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm recording the podcast right now, my solo one. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think is the age where you can wrap up life? Like, you think 85 and above, you're like living on borrowed time, or what?
85 and above?
Yeah, when do you think you'll feel like, I'm good, I don't really need to be here anymore?
I wrap that up about 48.
At 48? So, wait, so I was...
I've been living on fumes.
So when I was 15 years old, you were like, I'm good?
That's it. That's it.
What do you...
Once you could bust a nut, I thought, okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Dad. I know you said that just... Okay, okay. And it was before then, okay? I think a couple years earlier.
It depends on what your life's like.
Yeah.
It's all about quality of life.
I know, but don't you think after a while you're like...
I'm dead at 65. Some people are really alive at 90.
I know, but after... Aren't you kind of like, I could wrap this all up? Like, I'm happy to be here, but if someone was like, you know, this could end, I'm cool with that too.
You know what? Quite frankly, I'm always cool with that. So I look at life a little bit differently than a lot of people, but...
How's that? How do you look at life differently?
What?
How do you look at life differently?
Well, like if some major event were to occur and we were all going to be wiped out, I'd be like, okay, well, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I feel the same, actually.
Nothing to cling to.
Yeah, okay, you're right. What do you think Grandpa would say? I tried calling him, but he didn't answer because he doesn't know how to use his phone.
He's not answering the phone. I've called him three times. I'm out walking with Dana right now, and I'm going to call him when I'm done. But, you know, a lot of times he gets up in the middle of the night, so he, you know, sometimes he naps and stuff. So
yeah.
He'll probably end up seeing the thing, calling me while I'm on this walk. So, whatever.
All right, thanks. Well, okay, so...
Look at the flights. At least they're coming in.
Dad, I don't need to talk about the flights right now. We're on mic on the podcast, but okay.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Love you, Dad.
All right, love you.
Bye. Well, they're here for my dad. He's ready to die right now. And, you know, I get it. Grandpa hasn't answered the phone three times. Not a good sign, but probably just asleep. He sleeps all the time. I'm going to find this fucking... the Steve guy video. It's 20 minutes long. There's no way we're watching all this.
And today I'm going to tell you, man, I love freaking people out. One day I'm in a car. I'm in the front seat. I'm not driving, of course.
He will freak someone out. I mean, dude, he has no arms or legs, and you, like, see his body move. You're like, how? This guy seems cool, though.
Can you imagine if I'm driving a car? They reckon they can put a joystick, that thing that controls my wheelchair, we can put that in a car. Like, how fully sick is that? Like, imagine if I get pulled over by the cops.
He's got crushes.
Can I have your driver's license, please? Yeah, but it's over there. You're going to have to get it. Imagine if I'm in big trouble. Put your hands up!
Oh, man, he loves making that joke. He's made that joke at every single time he's gone out to get drinks or anytime he's went on a date. Okay, this guy's just inspirational because he has no arms and legs. And you know what? He's allowed to be. That's fine. That's great. Okay, enough of this. But, you know. See the purpose, motivational videos. So many of these motivational videos are just like, they're good, but they just need to be, I don't know, you need to be in the right mindset for them, I guess. Like a Tony Robbins motivational video. The entire time I watch it, I'm just like, why is your head so big? But that's my issue. Dude, you know what I'm feeling right now? I love my boys, dude. All right? I love my boys. And I think more dudes need to talk about how they love their fucking boys, all right? Cuz once you have homies that you can tell I love you, dude, and I got your back no matter what, that's how you learn to be emotional, man. And when you love your boys, the sky is your limit, okay? Because you got guys, when you can tell another man that you love him platonically, I mean, or romantically, but just as a straight dude, mostly straight dude, you know, like, we're teetering, mostly, like, to be able to tell your homies, yo, dude, I fucking love you, man. That's maturity. That's being progressive, dude. That's being able, as soon as you can do that with a guy, then it makes easier for you to do it with a girl and to not be scared of love like a lot of dudes are. Just tell your boys you love them, okay? Don't be a fucking bitch, all right? Tell your fucking boy, text your boys good night. Good night, dude. I love you. Do that. Good morning, man. Hope you look beautiful today. Would love to, hey, good morning. Good morning, gorgeous. Would love to plop a kip. Would love to plop a kiss on those beautiful lips, on those plump, luscious lips, man, because you're my homie. Good morning. I'm so grateful to have you as my boy. That's what you got to do. Yeah. Don't tell me you want to kiss him. I mean, you can, but like, just, hey, good morning, bro. I'm grateful to have you as one of my boys. Let's go kill this day. You know? What's up, King? I want you to know you're going to crush it this week. All right? You and your giant fucking hog. Just do some shit. You know. Your cock is enormous. Just text your boy that, man. I personally, honestly, with all my dudes that I'm, like, all my really close friends, when I'm on the phone with them, I say I love you when I hang up. Yeah. And I'm not embarrassed by it. I am proud of it because I show them that I care them and I love them, dude. And guess what? You wanna know what happens? Most of them say, I love you back, all right? And that's what you gotta do. push the, give the first arm out there. I don't know what analogy that's going to make this work, but just stick your hand out with the I love you, dude. Put that heart out there, and guess what? Your other boy's going to dap you up and say I love you back, dude. And that's love, dude. That is fucking stop making noise. That's love with your homies, okay? You got to take the chance, okay? And you have to be courageous, okay? You got to be brave. You got to be vulnerable. You got to put yourself out there. I love you, bro. Hey, man, I love you too. Because then, no matter what, you guys know what page you're on. That's what you got to do. And that was to all the guys out there, all right? All the women, they already know, okay? They're already comfortable with expressing emotion, okay? They're good with it. They tell the girls they love them all the time. I mean, I don't know if they mean it all the time, because girls sometimes are like, oh, I love... Any of some person that's like, I love them to death, they're about to say something bad about them. Stop saying that, okay? Just be like, they're great. They're one of my good friends. I love them to death. Sounds fake. And we know you're about to talk shit about them. And also, like, it doesn't even really make sense. I love them to death. What? No. I love them so much they die. And it's just dumb. Stop saying I love them to death. It's just every time I've heard, first of all, it's almost always chicks who say that. And it's always when they're about to talk about another girl who they're very close friends with, and they're about to talk major shit. So just be truthful. Just be like, look, dude, they're one of my best friends, but I'm about to talk shit about them. Say that. We shouldn't talk shit all the time, but, you know, it's fun to do it every now and then. Everyone who's like, oh, real people don't talk shit. Yeah, they talk about boring people. What's that quote that Eleanor Roosevelt did? Number one, you know she wasn't fucking fun. I mean, no offense, Eleanor. She did a lot of good shit, but where's the mouse? Eleanor Roosevelt quote. Small Minds? Yeah, it's the Small Minds quote. And also, let's be honest. She probably didn't come up with this. But for whatever reason, it's attributed to her. Wow, you're going to pay $37 to frame this in your apartment? Anyone who frames this in their apartment talks shit every day. They wake up and they go, hey, man, let me talk shit to you about my mom. And then they just go into it. They love talking shit. Anyone who does this. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. Well, you know what, Eleanor? You were fucking boring. All right? What it really should say is great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, interesting people discuss other people sometimes, but then they also discuss ideas. But it doesn't flow as well, all right? Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, fun minds talk shit about people. Sorry. It's fun to talk shit. Every now and then, though. And you got to do it about someone that you actually like. If you're just like, no, actually, that's not true. Yeah, you know what? You should do it about someone that you actually hate. None of this bullshit, like, oh, they're great, but it's always better. I've connected with people more over, like, just us both really collectively hating someone. That's how I made really good friends. Hating someone... something. Now look, I'm not going to sit here and be like, hate brings people together, because that's a very problematic thing to say. And I don't like using the word problematic a lot, but that is a perfect use for it, because that is a problematic thing to say, and it could be co-opted to do a lot of bad things, and it already has been co-opted to do a lot of bad things. But hating insignificant stuff, trivial things with other people, that brings people together, all right? Especially in a funny way. You can always tell if someone's like hating in a non-violent way, or like a I'm the Fourth Reich kind of way. And you got to look out for the Fourth Reich people. But, oh, I did that right into the mic. Lichtenstein, Eleanor Roosevelt. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. I don't drink alcohol ever. I'm fucking boring. My name's Eleanor Roosevelt. I was married to a guy with polio. But. I wonder if you can have sex when you're on polio. When you're on polio, when you have polio. Fucking idiot. Smoking big doinks and Amish. There we go. Palate cleanser.
I'm just saying.
Oh, dude, I love the Papa John one. It's so good. People sent me some things. Thank you to people that reached out. I always appreciate that. You guys are the best. Oh, dude, we got to talk. Yeah, we got to talk about Raccoon Man. This is crazy. Okay, we got Raccoon Man. We got, because I got notes for you guys, and I stick to my notes. Okay. Let's go to Raccoon Man. This guy. This is what happens when there's too many people in the world. Raccoon Man. Is it Raccoon Whisperer? Yep. This dude, his videos are wild. And what's crazy is they have so many views. He has 82,000 subscribers. I'm not even mad that he has more subscribers than me. UFO Gander CBC interview? He did an interview for the... Oh, he's in Canada. That makes sense. Here's a video that I saw randomly on... I was with a bunch of friends and we were just on YouTube on someone's TV. And then this just came up. Saturday night, August 8th, 2020. Wait, is that the one? No. What's the one that we saw? Wednesday, the gang is all here. There was one that was literally called 10 Raccoons. Where is it? Where is it? Dude. I mean, I should just look up 10 Raccoons, I guess. This guy just feeds raccoons on his balcony. Which is... 10 Raccoons. Tell me... Yeah. Oh, here we go. 2020. June 12th, 2020. This year. This is what 2020 is right here. June 12th, 2020. 10 raccoons. That's the name of the video. And this guy. No, I'm not going to help YouTube. Fuck off.
Who's out here shooting off? Huh?
Oh, I gotta bring it over so you guys can see. What the fuck am I doing? Wish I had a producer so I didn't have to do this all by myself. But hey, one day I will, and I'll talk about this time when I was doing it all alone, and I'll romanticize it, even though I really wish I had a producer, because sometimes doing this all alone really sucks. And I am like, if someone was here, I could know what I was saying, if it was funny or not, because sometimes I yell into the camera and I don't know if it's funny. Here we go. Need a producer.
Who's out here mouthing off?
Who's out here mouthing? Who is it? Oh, I don't know. It's 12 raccoons.
Now, where's Mr. Connor? He's over in the... Connor's on the counter. Let me out. There. Make sure the door's shut good.
And listen to them hiss.
There we go. There's my buddy over there.
Doesn't sound like it.
All right, I'm going to move this table over here. Move. Move.
Dude.
Now I'll put this in the corner here. Hey, you stop that.
Dude, these are just feral cat. I mean, I always call them cats. I almost called them cacoons. Jesus. Gonna drink more coffee. Cacoons. Let me see if someone's made cacoon. Let me see if someone's made that. Oh, cacoon. Cacoon World products are the new hangout chill out space. The new hanging chair. What? Oh, like cocoon. Oh. Cocoon is a word, right? Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. I thought I just made up a word, and it's just cocoon. No, it's spelled with the O. Okay, I was kind of... Yeah, cocoon. Yeah, okay. All right. But I did kind of make a word, but also, wow, these cocoons actually are pretty nice. They look kind of cool. Just hanging in them. No, these are the kind of things that look cool, and then you do it like once, and you're like, I'm good. How much are they? It can hold 220 pounds, so just me. Cocoon bed, X bonsai. 3-item purchase, 10% discount. I'm not doing that. $185. Okay. I mean, don't get these. But I think they're cool for kids for sure. Don't get them as an adult. But Cajito, garden stool, Domo, Songo. Whoa. It's fucking cool. It's crazy that someone was like, I have the idea. This is my $1 million idea. It's called Cocoon World. And I'm going to make little hanging, like, hammocks, but they also have tops that you put in your backyard and no one's going to use. But judging by their website, they must do decent sales. Look at this Domo. Is this guy on a lake? Like, how do you even set this up? This woman's putting her baby in it? I mean, careful. Fucking put your baby in there. You can change your baby in there? Lulio, where do they get these names? Oh, this one's kind of nicer. Now I'm just fully shopping for a cocoon. And the way I say it is the correct way. Cocoon. That's how you say it. Cajito. Garden stool. So they go from all these crazy, like, not classical English names. Cocoon. Domo. Songo. Lulio. Cajito. And then garden stool. Fuck, $466. Grandpa's calling. All right, Grandpa.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you soon. I couldn't find my damn phone.
That's okay.
Usually, when you can't find something, you know, so you call it.
But you couldn't find the thing that you wanted to call.
Well, how can you call it if you don't have it?
Exactly. Yeah. Hey. Did you talk to Dad? He was looking for you.
Yeah, I just got off the phone.
I got a quick question for you. I'm recording my podcast right now, and I was talking about getting older, okay?
What?
I'm recording my podcast right now. I have a quick question for you. This is on mic, okay?
Yeah.
When do you think, you're 87, right?
Yes.
Did you reach an age in your life where you were like, you know what? I'm good. Now everything else, I'm good after this. Like at 87, where you're like, I'm ready to go at any time, or are you still like, I'm loving this? Is there a moment in life where you're like, this has been enough life?
In all honesty,
No.
I have never felt that.
That's good.
I don't even think about it. I've become aware of it physically.
Oh yeah.
That I'm getting up in age. And that brings, you know, when I hear the age 90, I say, holy smokes, that's old. Well, I'm only 3 years away.
Yeah, that's
but,
shit.
I still think like I was courting your grandma.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad to be alive. I look forward to the next day. Dylan, it's because of you and your brothers and your other cousins.
Yeah, that keeps you going. Well, I appreciate that, Grandpa.
And uncles that, you know, keep me going.
That's positive, because I thought by the time I hit 85, I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm good with this. Time to get out of here.
No, you never think that way. What brings that on is unfortunately, if you have too many traumatic events in your life, you know, I can see that happen to guys who go to war.
Yeah.
You know, what they see and what they have to do is just so unnerving and just so... Well, what bothers me now is the State of the Union, so to speak.
Yes.
I hate what I'm seeing, these riots. and all this radical behavior.
And this is going to happen.
And
yeah.
This, all this political garbage.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, that's very discouraging.
Yeah.
And now I've been thinking that's worrying me, because if the people that are radical, and I won't put a political party on it because it's not all those people.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Some of the people.
Yep.
If that ever takes place, everything we've ever cherished in life is gone.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, people didn't believe it with Hitler.
Yeah.
But he said the right thing at the right time, and bingo, lost.
Bingo.
Mussolini, all dictators, and it's in the so-called socialistic way of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. It's never worked and it never will.
Yep.
That's an impediment on our natural instincts.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of the younger people who believe they're entitled to everything.
Yeah.
It's because
We suck. Yeah, we suck.
Their parents helped to make them feel that way without even realizing it.
Yeah, good. Lucky for me, Dad made me realize that I wasn't deserved anything. You know, I feel entitled to nothing.
It's I hope in my life I think you've seen it in your aunts and uncles. All of my children are the same way. Mm-hmm. They've worked for everything in their lives, and they will continue working. Nobody feels like they want something for nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned with some of the grandkids.
Yeah. Well, we got time to grow.
Because it's it's frightening that they could even think that way.
Dude. Yeah.
But.
All right, well, let me give you a call later so I can talk, check in on you more, okay? I love you.
All right, tell everybody to vote.
Okay, love you, Grandpa. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, not as funny as I thought it was going to be. I thought he was going to say, yeah, and instead he gave a really sincere, honest answer that, you know, a lot of you guys were like, wow, that's a really good answer, and he's got a good viewpoint on life. And, you know, that happens sometimes, and I'm happy he said it. And then, of course, it got political because he's 87 years old, and honestly, he's kind of watching his country fall apart. So, I get it. But, you know, at the end of the day,
we can go viral with this one.
You know, we're going to play my grandpa, and then, you know, you think my grandpa would ever just be like,
big old noise.
You know, you think he'd ever do that? Probably not. Okay, back to, what the fuck was he even? Oh, Raccoon Man. No, we were at Cajito. Bamboo structure. Yeah, fuck off, dude. Back to more importantly, you know what? At least my grandpa is not the Raccoon Man. 667,000 views. And look at this guy.
Stop it.
Yelling at these raccoons. Just terrifying.
Okay, we got that running. There's my buddy coming down.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, right. My God.
You ready?
And of course he's wearing an East Coast Strong shirt. And this guy's about to feed hot dogs to a bunch of raccoons. And look, if you're just listening, however you think this guy looks, you're right. Okay? Because you're all thinking of the same white guy with his little glasses and his, dude, on his porch at night. Two, four, six, eight. You said 12 raccoons.
I know, I see you. Here.
Dude, this raccoon's on his shoulder.
Here you go.
Thank God this is my grandpa.
Here.
You know, we could all be this guy. You go down, you know.
I got my Nova Scotia Strong shirt on. I got in the mail the other day.
My Nova. He says he got it in the mail. I love people that like specify that. Like any of us needed to know, or he's like, that's some shit my grandpa would do. I'm wearing these new shoes that I bought online, you know, and they came UPS, not USPS. UPS is better. With his,
come here.
My Nova Scotia shirt that I got in the mail. I gotta hear that again.
I got my Nova Scotia Strong shirt on that I got in the mail the other day.
I love, dude. Does the thing I do where he almost like fucks up. I got my Nova Scotia Strong shirt that I got in the mail the other day.
Strong shirt on that I got in the mail the other day. Come here. I'm not worried about you. You were here for 2 hours at 5 o'clock.
Just talking to raccoons. Oh!
Yeah. He had all kinds to eat. That's that new fella.
That's that new fella?
All kinds to eat.
And he just records himself doing this. This could be us, dude. This could be any of us, okay? Enough bad things happen to you. You snap a couple too many times, you lose your job.
3 pounds of hot dogs, and I've already gone through a pound before I even come out here.
3 pounds of hot dog.
Stand up.
I don't think raccoons should be eating hot dogs, but...
Ready? Here you go. See, this fella here, he's nice. So we got... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 9 here.
Got 9 here. He just feeds raccoons. I mean, this guy's...
Here.
Oh! Why are they making this noise? Dude, this is so fucking... This gives me... And this is also 25 minutes long.
Look, he's right on my arm.
I bet you the majority of people watch this video until 25 minutes and 24 seconds. And it's 25 minutes and 25 seconds. This is weirdly captivating.
Walking right on top of me.
Because you're also kind of like, when is this guy going to start getting ripped apart by raccoons? He's not, though.
I'll get that little fuck.
And he just... Ad. Are you kidding? I mean, can't... This shit's getting monetized. He's making money off of this. What other... I mean, good for him, dude. He's making money off of feeding raccoons. James Blackwood, the raccoon whisperer. What else does he... Friday night, Full House. Raccoon Whisperer's Diner.
Boy, what a crew we got here tonight. Look at this. We got babies. We got everything here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 babies so far.
Those aren't hot dogs. Those are people. And okay, we all know this after watching this. This guy is kidnapping people and cutting them up and making them into hot dogs. There's no way that those are hot dogs.
He's going up on the roast.
This guy's a serial killer.
All right.
I'm sorry, Raccoon Whisperer, but...
Well, this is going to be fun. And we got no Buddy, because Buddy would be sitting there waiting.
Look at all those hot dogs!
I'll deliver one.
Oh, but see if he talks about his shirt. Hold on.
Another baby on my knee.
I work out so I can eat garbage. It's a raccoon shirt.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure.
So this guy...
Don't put your hand on that.
What is it?
You babies.
So, yeah, he most likely kills people. Or he could just be a really nice guy that... He's kind of fucked in the head. This isn't a natural thing to do.
Here.
This isn't smart. All those raccoons have fucking rabies.
Another baby on my knee.
Please talk about your shirt, dude. Come on.
Here.
Talk about your shirt. I work out so I can eat garbage. And it's a raccoon with a barbell. What does that even mean?
What are you doing?
Oh, I get it. I'm a fucking idiot. How could I not get that?
For you.
Let's see.
Yeah. That's good.
Wild.
See everybody.
Guy bought like $1,000.
Come on, Woody. Come on up.
$1,000 camera to fucking film him. This guy films himself feeding raccoons, and he's.
This fellow wants his delivery.
Gonna be more famous than most comedians ever.
Grab it. Sammy's not here. Baby, he's there.
Let's see if he talks to
the food. She got a parcel from you.
I love it when he talks to the camera because because you know what? We're all like, is he going to say something? So.
And the buddy that sent her, helping her out with the food, she got a parcel from you today. You know who I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. What are you saying? Who are you talking to one specific person? Does he think three people are watching this?
A big bag of dog food landed there today while I was there. Plus, I gave her some Walmart cookies in a bag of old Roy. Here.
Oh, my God.
Now, how can I get one to that baby? Here.
I mean, dude, this is...
darn thing.
18 minutes.
So it was a nice drive out there. It's all country.
So he just...
You want another one?
You know why this is so good? Because there's no pretense, dude. He's just talking to the camera. He doesn't care that the camera's looking at him. He's not trying to be funny or interesting. He's literally like, I'm going to go feed raccoons. I'm going to talk to the camera and just talk to my friend Mike, who lives in Edmonton. Because this is in Canada.
He makes me reach. So it was a nice drive out
there. Or maybe he's talking to his dead wife. He's probably talking to his dead wife. That's what's happening. This guy's talking to his dead wife. And he thinks that she can see this video, and that's really sweet. And also,
it's all country and sheep country. And
might have killed her.
Horses and cows. And
cows.
The Stewiacke River is really low. It's all rocks. And my river here is low, too.
I mean, this is...
this is called the East River here.
Why is this so interesting? It's because of the raccoons. Obviously, what the fuck am I saying?
And I want to apologize to the woman that I didn't sign off properly when I shut the video off. I just shut it off. I'm supposed to say goodnight, folks, and all this stuff.
People got upset about that?
Right. Stop it! Get out of there!
We got to look at the comments.
Get out of there! Oh. Come on! Let him have that. Here.
Damn. Look at that fucking ass.
Poor little fella. I had to grab him by the bum, that fella, and move him. Yeah.
Dude, this is great. This is insane. Grab him by the bum, that little fella.
There's some of the babies are bigger than the other ones.
Yeah, no shit. He says stuff that isn't interesting in a way that's so uninteresting that it becomes interesting? Wow, here we go. Don't worry about signing off properly. I love that your videos are real, not staged. Gotta zoom in. And not at all edited and staged. Your style is great. So sad. Can people not just be grateful and thank you for what they receive rather than having to control everything? Please give Jim some respect. He invites you into his life and his home every night. Wow, all these people. James, don't worry. We'll keep watching. You're doing a great job. I watch every single night. It's just so relaxing to watch the raccoons see you again. I mean, it is kind of. I think I could maybe go to sleep to this. I love how kind you are to animals. They are better than people, in my opinion. Well, yeah. It's a psychopath. Woody, does these people know the names? Don't listen to the people who tell you how to run your channel. It's your channel, and we'll be watching. Where are all these people on my fucking channel? So supportive of this guy doing this, but then one comedian comes out and tries to make one joke and everyone's like, hey, comedy isn't your thing. Maybe kill yourself. Love all the little masked bandits, but Woody has stolen my heart. Wow. Wow. I mean, how many, 687 comments. This was posted 2 days ago, 24,000 views. Good for him, dude. I mean, truly good for him. People that are in love with animals like this, usually there's, if you're in love with animals and you say things like animals are better than people, there's something off about you, you know? Because yeah, they don't, you know, cheat on someone and they don't crash the stock market. But also if they're hungry, they would kill you and they wouldn't think about it. They wouldn't feel bad for a second. They'd rip your fucking neck off and start eating your body while you were slowly dying. Okay? Most animals. Not a rabbit or a squirrel might rip your eye out. I don't know. Animals are great, dude. I love animals. But you all know what I'm talking about. Those people that are like, I like animal. I mean, my Uncle George is like that. He loves animals more than people. And you know what? I get it to a certain degree. He's like, people suck. Animals are better. And he's right. But my Uncle George is also out of his fucking mind in the best way possible. But still, animals are better than people, you've done something. Definitely done something majorly illegal, or thought about doing something majorly illegal, or said something like, you know, I don't agree with that law, I'm a libertarian. Something like that. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch those videos every single night. That's amazing, dude. Fuck. We're coming to the end, and I didn't even get to talk about Martha Stewart, because she's, you know, you guys, I'll end with that. I'll end with that. And making noise on the mic. I hate that. Ah! So Martha Stewart has always been fine as fuck. And I didn't realize how many people were on the same page as me. She used to be a model, I guess. She started modeling at 15. No, thanks. I don't want notifications. I mean, damn, dude. Fuck. She's fucking hot. I hope that's not her when she's 15. Fucking, if that is her when she's 15, then never mind. Dude, she's like killing it here. Look at this. Her with a crow for some reason. She could make up to $50 an hour modeling. A lot of money at the time. Thank you, Business Insider. She poses in a bathing suit and shows off her fantastic figure. I can't believe this is Martha Stewart. This is amazing. She's in like a one-piece. She's in like those old one-piece bathing suits, which are now so old that they're kind of cool again now. Compared to the ones now where like literally it's just, there's just a tiny piece of thread covering a girl's asshole. Most of these photos were taken in the early 1960s. Dude, she's crushing it as a model. If you guys are just listening, you gotta look up this Business Insider article or just watch on YouTube and comment. Dylan, do whatever you want on your channel. Don't let people tell you what to do. I love Woody. He's captured my heart, the raccoon. Stewart learned how to cook, garden, and decorate from her parents. Maybe I should contact that guy. Have him on the show. Stewart learned how to cook, garden, and decorate from her parents. I mean, look at these hoops. Dude, she's like crushing it as this model. Her with a cow. This is also talking about her. Who the fuck's calling me? My Uncle George. No, I can't talk to you right now, Uncle George. But I will call you back in 5 minutes. Stewart walked into... Here, let me just... Uncle George, let me call you back in 5 minutes, okay? Love you. Stewart walked in many fashion shows during her career. She also posed for magazines and catalogs. Okay, this is awesome though, dude. She like, her style is so fresh. She's so fresh, dude. She worked as a stockbroker. What hasn't she done? What hasn't she done, dude? I love her. And then what is this picture? There's that, and then last thing, because we're at an hour. But this has been a nice... This one, yeah, it's been nice, dude. Where's this thing? Another moment when having a producer would help, because it'd be lined up and there'd be no dead air, but instead there is, and you guys are about it. Now, there's all this talk about Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Introducing
I'm upset about it, okay? Snoop Dogg, I love you, dude. Snoop Dogg, I love you. But back off my girl Martha, all right? That's my queen, dude. Leave her alone. All right? And if you already got with her and you guys ended amicably, that's great. Then tell me what I need to do to make her fall in love with me. But...
Dino strips
and creamy avocado salsa.
Yes.
Anyway, these strips have got to be their thickest chip yet.
Perfect for dipping in this delicious salsa made with real avocados.
They're good.
Dude, the way she talks is so weird, and it works.
But even better together.
Say what? All right, pass me some of that green stuff.
For shizzle.
Mark.
Faux shizzle. Wait, that's...
All right, pass me some of that green stuff.
For shizzle.
That's so fucking stupid.
We talked about this.
Tostitos.
Get to the good stuff.
Martha, we talked about this. What did you guys talk about? Leave her alone, dude. Why do you guys have such good chemistry? Dude.
But even better, together.
Say what? Pass me some of that green stuff.
For shizzle.
Martha. We talked about this.
Tostitos.
Get to the good stuff.
Martha Stewart. Snoop Dogg. What? Mashed potatoes. Let's see this. Martha Stewart's hot cameo in Snoop Dogg's music video. This is on Ellen. We can't really watch this because... Oh, guest hosts Snoop Dogg and Martha. Oh. Oh, sick. Yeah, I'll watch that. Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg behind the unlikely friendship. I don't really want to watch that. Wow, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg share a taste of their new show. 6.2 million views. I don't want to see it with Ellen. I want to talk about the show with Ellen, but we don't have time today. So, we will do it next week instead. And then probably 16,000 other things will happen, and I won't be able to talk about it, but...
So, mashed potatoes, we're back again.
Uh-huh.
The potatoes have been boiled.
Here, I've never done it with a machine.
Yeah, well, it's easy. So, how do you do it with a...
Wearing sunglasses inside. You guys know how I feel about that with Snoop Dogg. But... He can do it. He's probably high, that's why.
Yeah, we in the hood. We like, yeah.
So just peel the potatoes. You can peel that one with your fingers or a knife.
Yeah, she said peel it.
No, this one. This one needs to be peeled. See?
Like this?
Just take the peels off. Peel.
Like making french fries.
The skin.
We make french fries. That skin ain't good.
No, yo.
Man. Martha Stewart's hot cameo on Snoop Dogg.
Is that old laptop still trying to boot?
Shut up. Chromebook. Bullshit. Whoa.
Got rid of your fake DJ booth, yeah. So I replaced it with a cooking table. Wow. You like it?
I like it a lot, yes.
You know you can make a pie.
Okay. All right. All
the Was that a joke?
Ingredients are right there, Twitch.
Okay.
Okay, and good luck.
Thank you.
And speaking of cooking, this is a great time to tell everyone what we've been doing.
As we mentioned, we've got a show called Martha and Snoop's Potluck Party Challenge.
Martha.
Be sexy.
Yeah, be sexy. Okay.
Music, please.
Ingredients. And oh. The shampoo.
Oh! Hell yeah, dude. And she is sexy.
Female, meta female.
Oh, she kissed his neck. Oh! Will Shatner on the show? What was the show? How did I not watch the show?
Were you embarrassed?
I was embarrassed, but I see you was having a great time. Y'all can check out the Potluck Party Challenge Wednesdays at 9 o'clock on VH1.
Well, I know Ellen loves to play games, so I thought...
They're just homies. All right. I'm not threatened, dude. That's how we end this show. Dylan Palladino is not threatened by Snoop Dogg, dude. It's all fucking good. And you know what? If she chose to have a life with him and he made her happy, then that would make me happy. It would break my fucking heart because she deserves to be with me. But you know, if Snoop Dogg makes her happy, that makes me happy. Martha Stewart. As always, dude, I fucking love you, all right? Keep killing it. Keep crushing it. Congrats on 1 million followers. And with that, we're going to end the show. Thank you guys for listening, as per usual. Thank you to everyone who's been reaching out, okay? Thank you to the people that are thank you to the people that are writing reviews, okay? Thank you to the people that are commenting on the YouTube, that are sharing the show. All that shit helps, dude. Our numbers are going up. I love seeing that. It feels good. If you're listening right now to the final end, you're a day one. I fuck with you hard and keep it going. Let's spread the word. Let's get the show bigger. Let's make it so that I can get monetized on YouTube and then change my life to where I just feed raccoons when I'm 65 and up. All right. We will talk to you soon, psychos.